Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KFA EDQ, good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. K KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, Chesning. K8KCI, K8KCI, are you out there on the tractor? K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. ATVE, N8RHK. Nothing heard, November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, Stormy Chestnut, clear. N8RHK.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, clear, 72 degrees, KADAC, Repeater Saginaw, KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Kira Z, looking for a signal report from Hotel Papa 8, Gulf, Lima, Gulf.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Rain, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
K8WSR, just testing.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 64 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, this is KCADOA. Do we have any pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net? Please call now.
This is KC8YBF.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike and Saginaw. Good evening, no traffic.
So far we have pre-net check-ins, KC8YBF. KF8EDQ, do we have any other pre-net stations? Please call now, KC8BOA.
KDAZ, mini, park, no traffic.
Okay, we I've added many to the list. Is there any other stations out there who want to join the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net pre-net? Please call now, KCBOA. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8BOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. For the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship, this is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or on in and out. Please call now, TC8BOA. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations, call now, TC8BOA. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
This is NAKPR Bob, Franklin Township.
Got you in there, Rob. Any other stations with regular check-ins, please call now. Station calling, call again, please.
This is NAPNTN. Doug, up in Beaver Township.
Doug, got you in there. Are there any other regular check-ins? Please call now. Oh, not hearing any. We'll go to KCYVF with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron. KCYVOA.
Good evening, Rick, and everyone on the net tonight. Well, we had a real good anniversary party last night. Had 40 people that came out for it. We had some dignitaries from the ARRL and from the state government. So we had a good time. Everything turned out well. Had a couple of little last-minute snafus, but we worked through those. So everything turned out quite well. When I got home last night, my friend Bob came over. He wanted to pick up his one radio we're working on. His DMR radio, and I couldn't get it to work, so I thought, and he turned it on and called on, and it worked fine. So I guess his magic touch got it from there. We still can't get the one that I bought at Dayton to work. And Mike, KF8EDQ, has been trying to help me out, but so far no good, so I just think I got a bad radio. Something's going on. But last night we were sitting in the kitchen talking, and I hear this noise, and I'm like, what's that? And then it goes off, and okay. And then a little while later, it comes back on again and off. And finally, after several minutes, I got up to go see what it was, and it was my dishwasher. Well, we just bought this dishwasher about a month ago. We just got it the end of July, I think, so we've had it just about a month. And it's already throwing an error code that there's a leak detector. Well, I pulled it out this afternoon. It says flip it on its side, take over this out this bottom pan. There was like one drop of water assembly in this pan around an edge. So it said to clean it off, dry it up, put it back together. That should fix it. Put it back together. It was got everything back installed. And about 3 hours later now, we just get my wife sends me an email and says, is there something with the dishwasher again? I said, yep, it's doing it again. So we got a call tomorrow, and kind of come pick this thing up and get me another one. It's a month old, and it's already broken. So we've used it probably once a week, so about four or five times in the last month, and it's throwing error codes. So wonderful. We haven't had good luck. The last one we had broke five times in 5 years, and the one we had before that lasted 20 years. So They don't make anything like they used to, that's for sure. That's all I got for this round, Rick. Thanks for doing it at KC8YVF.
Well, thank you there, Rod. Next we'll go to KS8EDQ, Mike, with KD8PAZ on standby. Mike, go ahead and pick it up. KC8BOA.
KC8BOA, KF8EDQ. Yeah, Ron, the dishwashers, you'd be surprised, you know, when you said they don't make things like they used to. Yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. I think we peaked in the 90s when it came to building things, maybe early 2000s. Other than that, yeah, I came up with a code plug. I tried to help with that radio. Maybe loading OpenGD77 on that radio will help it. I don't know. I stuck around this weekend. I went to the animal shelter. I walked some dogs. I finished some projects around the house, chores and whatnot. So, feeling pretty good about the weekend. I'm ready to start work again. And then I go camping next weekend. So I'm hoping that the weather, I haven't checked the weather report, but I hope it's clear for me, and I hope I have a good time. But, yeah, I think that's all I got for this round. I haven't played too much with the radio, but I updated some of my DMR code plugs and updated the contacts in a couple of them just to make sure they're up to date. That's all I got for this round. KF8EDQ, back to net control.
Well, thank you there, Mike. And just wondering if you folks have tried a factory reset on the radio and then tried to program it, see if that works. That's been a common problem with some of the radios out there, especially the Chinese ones. People have done factory resets and have been able to go through and then program it. Next, we'll go to KD8TAZ with NAKPR on standby. KC8BOA.
Well, good evening, KC8BOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Had a good time last night, except for the food. It sucked. My steak was very tough. The potato and the carrots, everything was just lukewarm. And I was the last one to get my food. Everybody else was done eating by the time I got mine. So other than that, the rest of the evening was good. I've been sitting home working on my puzzle today off and on. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, Minnie, I'm sorry to hear that your food wasn't meeting your expectations. I noticed that they did not have adequate staff there. They should have had much more people there and so forth. I think the one gal might have even been back there helping out in the kitchen. Sorry to hear that your food was cold and didn't meet your expectations. Next, we'll go to N8KPR. Rob, go ahead and pick it up with N8NTN. Doug, on standby.
This is N8KPR. Good evening, Rick. Good evening, everybody else on the net. Yeah, Minnie, you sound like me. I remember one time I was at, I can't remember what restaurant it was, maybe Applebee's or something like that, but we were with a large group of people. And everybody, I'm waiting for my food. The waitress isn't coming around, you know, and I don't see her anyplace. And finally, everybody's done eating. I didn't even get mine yet. She's handing out the bills. I goes, where's my meal? She goes, oh, my God, I don't know what happened to it. She says, I'm just trying to get, no. I says, just forget it. I don't want it. I'll stop McDonald's or something to eat. But, yeah, this weekend here, went up to the campground there in Lupton, and man, did it rain Saturday. It rained hard, very hard, very, very hard. And standing water around for a while, but finally dissipated. But today wasn't bad, a little cool compared to what we're used to. And I don't know how much rain I got here. I see we got some. Things are wet, but I don't know how much we actually got. I haven't checked the rain gauge yet. I'll probably do that either tonight or tomorrow morning and let you know tomorrow. But that's it for right now. Back to net control, it's at AKPR.
Well, thank you, Rob. Yeah, I ended up with 0.27 in the main gauge yesterday morning and 0.07 this morning. So we didn't probably get as much rain as what you got up north. Next we'll go to N8NTN, Doug, and then we'll do a standby. Doug, go ahead and pick it up. KC8DOA.
Well, good evening to all. Last night was interesting. I recognized a few people that I didn't really realize where they were in the position of things, which is fine. And some of the earlier people showed up. It was interesting. Things worked out better than I had was concerned about, and I think everything is fine. And 8 and 10.
Well, thank you there, Doug. Do we have any stations wishing to check into the Sunday Big Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8DOA. Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and take a turn. So last night at the 70th anniversary dinner and celebration, I tried to video with my smartphone. And I believe I was somewhat successful. The audio levels were wonderful. Although with the wood inside the building there and everything else, I ended up with a yellow tint. The white lights were turning out white on the video, very good, but I've ended up with a yellow tinge. So I talked to Tom about that, and so I'm going to get the information over to him tomorrow. And he said he probably can do something with it. He's going to give it a shot. I think it ended up being an okay video. I had the ISO higher than I wanted because of the darkness in the room. I should have brought a light. It ended up being ISO 1000, so when you get beyond 800, you can really start having some issues with graininess and so forth. But all in all, the video looked decent, except for the yellow tinge from, I believe it's probably from the wood and so forth, reflections and stuff. So with that, I'll turn it back over to KC8YVF. Go ahead and pick it up. KC8VOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I haven't looked. I looked at my pictures. At least those seem to turn out okay. Just looking at them on the camera, I haven't put them on the computer yet to see when they get larger how well they turned out. A lot of them, people were moving quick, so there's going to be some blurry shots in there, because people wouldn't hold still long enough for me to take the shot sometimes. So, and the videos on my GoPros I took, I haven't looked at those. It's been busy doing other things today, so I will get those together as well. Mike said about halfway, he said his battery ran out on his video. He don't know at what point it did. So hopefully he got all of Joe's speech. So, yeah, our best late attempts here may not have been good enough, I guess. We'll find out. What do we got on it? And with the radio, unfortunately, there is no factory reset on it. So there is no menu option. There is no double keystroke option or anything like that. The radio does not have that feature, which is really stupid. And so they're looking up AI-type stuff. It says, in order to do a reset, just reload a new code plug. Well, we've done that multiple times, and that has not corrected the issue. The other thing was to reload the firmware, update the firmware. Well, I'm on the most recent firmware on the radio, but I did do an update to the radio, reload the firmware again, which is supposed to overwrite, and it did not. It's still the same thing. The radio is essentially stuck in simplex. The buttons that are the manual or the menu that's supposed to be able to turn that off does not function. So when you get to that option, normally you hit OK and you've got an option of turn it on or off. It just kerchunks at you that option is not available. You can program a side key to do that. The side key, again, if you press and hold it for a couple of seconds, it's supposed to toggle it on and off. It just kerchunks that option or that feature is not available. So basically, I have a simplex radio.
And Mike sent me some analog things as well, and the same thing. It's in simplex, so the 2-4, I can't bring up the 2-4 repeater. So I can talk simplex probably just fine, but that's all I can do with that radio. So that was basically $100 down the drain. So I'm going to try and get a hold of TYT and get a report into them and see if they have any other suggestions at this point. So that's where I am with that one. Today I mowed my weeds, I guess. Some of the weedy grass, it grows quicker than the regular grass, so I kind of cleaned up some of that. I had some tree branches that were down. Boy, we got some winds today, but I had some trees down, branches that I cut down last week over my shed so they wouldn't get in some of my antennas. And I got those finally cut up and bagged, and they'll go out to the curb. I was waiting for the wind to die down because it got really breezy this afternoon. And a couple of chances of rain, but Rick, just a couple of streets over, I got 0.24 yesterday, and I got 0.04 today. So, less than five-tenths of an inch, so 0.04 on that and 0.24 yesterday. So just a couple of streets away, you got a little more rain. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Oh, very good there, Ron. Yeah, we're talking 1,000 feet, and that's quite a difference in 1,000 feet just in that rain. That's amazing. Next, we'll go to KF8EDQ with KD8PAZ on standby. KC8BOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8BOA, KF8EDQ. Yeah, Rick, I ordered that Wi-Fi radio to get on 5.9 gigahertz. I haven't even gotten it out of the box yet. I haven't had the time to. I went camping last. I go like pretty much every other weekend I go camping during the summer, so it's difficult for me to bust into a lot of radio projects, but I figured out that I installed my radio in my truck. It's a GMR. It's an Elinco. Good radio. I love that thing. And I installed it in a certain way. I think the antenna cable is not working correctly. I put a nice antenna on there. And it worked for a while, and I think maybe some of the vibrations in the truck might have worn through some of the cable or something happened anyway, but I'm going to have to repair that. And other than that, I hope everyone has a good week. We'll catch you on the net tomorrow. I've already got my subject picked out, so I hope we get some good check-ins tomorrow. So catch y'all tomorrow, 7-3, KF8EDQ, back to net.
Well, KF8EDQ, I wish you the best of luck with your antenna issue. Hopefully you got a nano VNA you can check that out with, make sure your everything's fine there, and so you don't damage your radio. That'd be disappointing to damage your radio. Next we'll go to KD8PAZ Mini with NAKPR on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Mini, KC8VOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. Don't have much more to talk about. Like I say, I've been working on my puzzle. I still got maybe a fourth of it to do. It's gotten to the part now where it's all orange color for the fall trees and that. So it's a little bit harder to do, but I will accomplish it and get her done. And when I do, I'll take a picture of it and get it put on Facebook. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Well, you have a good night tonight, Minnie. Next, we'll go to NAKPR. Rob, go ahead and pick it up, KC8VOA.
This is NAKPR. Not much more to add tonight. Maybe I'll go to the garden to see kind of produce I have out there. I picked it Friday morning. I'll go see what got. I might just take a dabble over to walk over to the rain gates where they got in there, but I'm not going to empty it till tomorrow morning when I do my weather report, just in case we get a little something tonight. But other than that, not a whole lot to add. So I'll see. We'll talk to who's ever out there tomorrow night. And thanks for doing the net, Rick. KCAVOA, this is NAKPR 73.
Thank you, Rob. Next, we'll go to N8NTN, Doug, and then we'll do a standby. KCAVOA. Go ahead and pick it up, Doug.
I have to watch it. I don't get the scanner turned down, so I key the mic, and all of a sudden I've got the scanner noise coming back at me, too. So, I want to say, Ron, you did a very good job trying to pull that all together, and you did very good. It worked out well. I think sometimes you were going to lose your mind, but that's what comes with the territory. Thank you to all. It was interesting meeting everybody and seeing how many I forgot about. Bob and I got together. I was looking up things back when we had the convention there. And I found the original first time around on the DE stuff. And Bob was was one of the people that signed the slip on that, along with Don LeBrun. And there was one more, but I couldn't read that on the slip. I can't tell him for sure who it was. And in NTN, back to that.
Very good there, Doug. Do we have any stations wishing to check into the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 6 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KCAVOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:25. And repeaters return back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, KCAVOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.